Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org.
Your land is a legacy, a challenge from those who tended it before you, to build on their foundations. At Corteva Agriscience, we understand what it means to be the stewards of a legacy. We embrace the challenge of building on the foundation of Dow AgroSciences to maintain your trust, to bring new solutions, to help you care for your land. See how we can help build your legacy at rangeandpasture.com.
Well, today's cattle futures finished up the limit on all the live cattle and feeder cattle contracts. We're up $3 in April at $95.10. This week, the cash trade was $110 to $112, which is about $17 higher than where the April live cattle expired today. So in the next month and a half or so, we should see some convergence here. And that's one reason why I think we had a lift in the futures. Feeder cattle were $4.50 higher with March at $117.07. The feeder cattle index is about $4.75 above that. It's $121.75 down $2.11 on the day. There are some headlines out that Tyson is running at full capacity trying to meet the new increased beef demand and replenish the shelves at the grocery stores. They think it'll be about another week or so before they can completely replenish the beef. Packer margins currently are about $529 a head on beef and a positive $31 a head on pork. So they have an incentive to bid up the live cattle just to meet the increased box beef. Choice settled today up 263 at 249.87. Select was up 256 at 241.06. So both Choice, Select, the cash market, and the futures market are all higher to finish this Thursday.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's time for the 21st Annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, happening Saturday, March the 21st at 12:30 at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 125 registered Angus bulls, 40 registered Angus females, and 30 commercial Angus spring calving heifers with many calves at their side. Catalogs are available online at pollardfarms.com, or you can call 580-758-1464. The 21st Annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March the 21st in Waucomas, Oklahoma.
In today's grain futures market were quite strong. We had corn up 6 to 9 cents, soybeans 12 to 18 higher, Kansas City wheat 16 to 20 higher, Chicago wheat 19 to 26 higher, and then December cotton was down 198 at 56.10. Here late in the day, we're seeing a headline that the Chinese importers have bought at least two cargo loads of U.S. soybeans today for shipment from the Pacific Northwest, and also at least two cargoes of hard red winter wheat to China earlier this week. So those two big things are what have the wheat market on fire today, which is a welcome sight because it had been grinding lower. We've gone back about 50% of the sell-off from January to just 2 days ago. So about 50% of it back here. And that puts July wheat at $4.70, up 17 and three quarters on the day. Ongoing news here is all this stock market volatility and the coronavirus uncertainty really throughout the world, not just in the United States. And currently the Dow Jones is down about 200 points, which puts the June at 19,600, about a 35% sell-off from the high. So pretty significant sell-off. Crude oil today has bounced back up. It's up about $4.70, right around $25 a barrel.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.